So we're starting from the beginning of the sugya, of the sugyas here. Sugya number one, Shmir v'tashlum b'niskei mamon. So the Mishnah and Daf and Hey Bay is the beginning of the Perek, and the Gemara continues on. Right. So right, if you do a Shmir p'chusa, the Beil Marpata, Rashi says, right, what does it mean? Right, Rashi says, right, my have a little mevad. So the Mishnah continues. Right, if you're not shomer karei, then you're going to be chayiv and nifritz of alayla, oshvar tzua listim. So the bailim are going to be peturim. And hotziua listim, listim are chayavim. So why do we need the statement of nifritza balayla? Right, it's pashut that you're going to be pater. And if you want to say the chiddush is that the listim are peturim if they're partzua, right, which is what Tosfos says. Right, it's still a little bit challenging, right? What's the chiddush of nifritza balayla? Right, what's the chiddush of that? So Tosfos offers two answers what the chiddush is. Either, number one, the chiddush is that it's dafka balayla that you're going to be putter. Because during the day there's a kol, and mistama you're going to know that it was nifritza, and then you're going to be chaya. But at night, there's not a kol, you're going to be putter. The second answer of Tosfos is that even if, perhaps the chiddush is that even if you know there's a kol and you know that the animal got out, but you still don't have to run after the animal in the darkness at night. Those are the two answers of Tosfos. So we then came to the question, right? There's no responsibility at all for the bailim, right? They have no responsibility at all to run after the animal. So it sounds from Tosfos that maybe potentially you would be chayiv to run after the animal, right? He said the lashon of Tosfos is right. Imein tircha yoser midai, right? Tircha yoser midai, right? Not too much tircha. So maybe you would have to run after the animal, and the Piskei Tosfos says that, right? Sorry, the Piskei Tosfos says, he doesn't say the lashon of Yoser Midai, so perhaps you don't have to run after the animal at all. Rabbeinu Peretz says, but he doesn't have the lashon of Yoser Midai either. And he says, you're not chayv to run after the animal. So from our Tosfos, it sounds like maybe you do have to run after the animal, but from the Piskei Tosfos and Rabbeinu Peretz, it doesn't sound like you don't really have to run after the animal at all. Right? That's legamri, you don't have to run after the animal. So which day in Tosfos is more mistaber? So l'chora, the first day is more mistaber. Right? If you know that the animal got out, you have to go after the animal. Right? The second day, and because it's a tircha to go after the animal, you don't have to go after the animal. Right? Like, does that really make something, like, okay, it's so like, yeah, in Echami it's a tircha to go after the animal, but because it's a tircha, you don't have to run after the animal, I mean, it doesn't make that much sense. So the Hemshech of Rabbeinu Peretz gives a reason for this, right? It's that ain derek lachzor achar behema b'layla, right? It's not normal to go run after the animal at night, right? It's if it's matzui, if it's not matzui to do it, everything has to be normal, right? If it's not normal to go do something, you don't have to go do it, right? It's not normal to run after the animal at night, you don't have to go do it, right? So that's the reason. Where do we find this yisod of something being normal, and therefore you have to do it or you don't have to do it? So that brings us to the Gemara Bava Metzia Tzadi Gimel, which we continue to reference throughout the rest of the semester, right? Right, if you're Roa Behemos Ralagabe Nahar, and then one of them falls in, right? Rabbi says you're Pater, right? And then Abai asks about other cases, right? If you're, right? Right, you go up to the city when other people are going up, right? The yisod from Rabba in that Gemara, right? In Matar Kadanat 3 inchi, you're going to be putter. Right, so that's the yisod of this idea of everything being normal, right? Matar Kadanat 3 inchi, right? If you're a shomer, right? In the normal way, the people are shomer. Rabba says you're going to be putter. So the Granat and the Berkas of Ram say this is the Kavana of Rabbeinu Peretz in Tosfos, right? Notar Kedinat 3 inchi, you're going to be putter, right? Even if Yatzeve Ezika, right? And how do we know that it's going to apply even by Yatzeve Ezika? So that is the mission of Avakama Chaf Aleph and the Gemara on Chaf Gimel and Tosfos there. So right, the case of Kelav Shontal Harara, right? You're going to pay Nezek Shalim on the Harar, and the Gadish, you're going to pay Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara asks, who's Chayev? They say the Baal Kelev. Right, but we should, maybe the Baal Gachel should also be Chayev. No, when he's Shomer his Gacheles, right, it's a case where he's Shomer his Gacheles. But if he was Shomer, then how did the Kelev get there? B'shechasar, right? The Kelev dug, the dog dug underneath the gate or the wall or whatever it was, underneath the door. Right, and that tells us, right, Rizoso Maris, right? Stam glossos chasuros etzel Kelev. Right? That a normal door, right, is able, a dog is able to dig underneath it, and you have to watch out for that. So Tosva says, like, shkoyach, but how is the Baal Gacheles going to be putter now? Right, he was not Shomer's Gacheles from the Kelev, because it's normal for a Kelev to dig underneath doors. He says, no, since Kevan did not dark, did not 3 inches, he's going to be putter. Right, because he was Shomer in the normal type of way, people aren't Shomer for the dogs digging underneath the gate. So he was Shomer in the normal way, so he's going to be putter. Or it's musty for a Kelev to dig underneath, but you don't have to be Shomer that, because people aren't Shomer for that. And after injury, you're going to be putter. And not only if the Guf HaBehema got damaged, but also if the Behema goes and damages others, right, you're going to be putter if you were not targeted at 3 inches. Right, and that's the Kavana of Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos in the second Deya. Right, so these two Deyos and Tosfos are having machlokas about not targeted at 3 inches. Are you putter only from Hezek to the Guf of the Behema, or even if the animal goes and damages others? And perhaps this is totally on another machlokas about the Machayiv of Neskei Mamon. Right, is it Pshir B'Shmira or Maisa Hezek the Mamono? So, Notar Kedanat Rienshi, if the Mechayiv is Pshia B'Shmira, so you're Shomer Karoi. And then you're going to be Potter because there's no Pshia, and that's Tosus in the second Deya. Right, Tosus in the second Deya, right, says you don't have to go out anyways. You're Notar Kedanat Rienshi, there was no Pshia, you don't have to go out for it. But you're going to be Potter. But if the Mechayiv is the Maes Hezek, the Mamono, so even if you were Notar Kedanat Rienshi, if you were not actively being Shomer, if you were not Shomer more, you're going to be chayv in the Maisa Hezek. And you might even need more shmir than not darker than 3 inches. Because if not, you're still going to be chayv, right? The only ptur in that case is a ptur of ones. Right? So there was no ones here. So therefore, you're going to be chayv. And therefore, the first day in Tosas has to come on to another answer to tell us why Nifritza Belaila is going to be potter. Right. So then the tour comes along and kind of mixes things up a little bit. He says, like, the first day in Tosfos to start, right? But if you knew at night, so then you don't have to go be Torech to go out and get the animal, like, the second day in Tosfos. So he kind of makes, he makes a kugel over here. So it's mashma that he's sober, like, the second day in Tosfos, but not because of the reason of not looking at 3 inches, rather because he's anus. So how is he anus? So since the kotel was nifritza, ba'ones, and there's a tircha to go out after the animal, he's called an anus. So why doesn't the Torah say like Ravina Peretz? Because he's sober, the mechayiv is ma'isa hezek the mona. And therefore, not looking at 3 inches is not going to be enough. You need ones in order to be pater. And that's why he says like the second day in Tosos, but in a different way. So if the mechayiv is Pshia, so then we say like the second day in Tosfos according to the Rabbeinu Peretz. And if the Mechayiv is Maisa Hezek the Mamono, so now we have two ways to understand. Either like the first day in Tosfos, or like the second day in Tosfos, but according to the Tur. Fine. Now we come to another issue in the Sugya. Right? The Gemara continues. And says, right, the Shmira Karoi is if it's Omei B'Fei Ruach Natsuya. And you say, who is the Tana that says that Mu'ad is Sagi B'Shmira Pchusa? And you say, it's Rabbi Yehudahi. Right? And then the Gemara continues, says, no, Afilu Timber of Meir. Right, where the Torah is Mi'ata B'Shmira Asan. Right? So we have two Shitos about who is the Tana that says that Mu'ad is Sagi B'Shmira Pchusa. Now, is it Rabbi Yehudah? Can you even say that it's Rabbi Meir? So Tosfos asks a question based on this Gemara from the Gemara on Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav. So the Gemara on Chaf Hei Amud Beis and Chaf Vav Amud Aleph says that, right, tries to bring Kal Vachomers to tell us that maybe Shein and Regel should be Chayv and Rishus HaRabim, and maybe Karen should be Pater Rishus HaRabim, because Shein and Regel are more Chamor than Karen. Right, and the Gemaras there bring Psukim to tell us why Shein and Regel are Pater in Rishus HaRabim. Right, you need Steyacher, right? And therefore, it needs to be Dafka b'Steyacher, and that's why Shein and Regel are Pater Rishus HaRabim and Chayv Rishus HaYachid. And maybe Karen should be Pater Rishus HaRabim. No, it says Yechetzun, which is L'Rabbis Rishus HaRabim. So Tosfos asks, right? He says, if not for the Psukim over there, we would have learned the Kal Vachomers. However, the Gemara should have asked the question, right? Harei, in the Shmira, right? In the Shmira, Shein and Regel are more chamor. Sorry, Hare in the Karen is more chamor than Shein and Regel in the Shmira, because Karen needs a Shmir Ma'ula, and Shein and Regel are Sagile B'Shmira Pchusa. So why don't we ask this question? So Tosfos has two answers. The first answer is that you can't have a kasha from Shmir to Tashlumin. The second answer is that maybe that whole Gemara is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that Keren, Bein Tam Bein Muad, only needs a Shmir Pchusa, not a Shmir Ma'ula. And therefore, Karen is not more chamor than Shein V'Regel by Shmira. And therefore, it wouldn't be good to reject the Kal V'Chomers, because the Kal V'Chomers there assume that Shein and Regel are more chamor than Karen. So we need some way to say that Karen is more chamor than Shein V'Regel to debunk those Kal V'Chomers, if we're not going to use the Psukim. So if they're equal and they're Shmira, then there's no question to begin with. But it's a little bit difficult for Tosos, the first day in Tosos, because who said that Shmir and Tashlumin are so separate? Right? Perhaps the Tashlumin comes from the Chi of Shmira. The Chi of Tashlumin comes from the Chi of Shmira. And then Tosos brings the second day, right? Where it's a Das Yachid. So two seemingly challenging answers in Tosos. So Tosos is mistapik if there's a connection between Tashlumin and Shmira. So what's Tosos being sober? So perhaps the first day in Tosfos holds that the Mechayiv of Niskei Mamon is the Ma'aseh Hezek de Mamono. And therefore, there's no connection between Tashlumin and Shmira. Right? There's no connection at all between Tashlumin and Shmira. You're Chayiv Tashlumin because of the Ma'aseh Hezek de Mamono. And there's a Chiyuv Shmir which is separate. Right? It's only if there's an honest that then you're going to be Pater. The second day in Tosos holds the Mechayiv is Pshia B'Shmira. And therefore they're completely connected. And therefore Tosos has to be very dochak and give a very dochak answer to tell us why the Gemara over there on Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav doesn't ask this question. He says, Das Yachid. Right, it's a very, very schwer answer, but that's what Tosfos seemingly has to say. There's no good answer if this is how we explain Tosfos. So moving on to the next sugya, Shmir B'Shor HaMuad. Right, Shmir B'Shor HaMuad. So, right, so the Mishnah over here in the Gemara on Mem Hei. Right, the Mishnah and Gemara and Memhei, they quote our Gemara, right, the Machlokes of Meir, Behuda, or Belazar, about the Shmir that you need by Shor HaMuad. So, Tosfos asks, right, how can our Gemara, Ritosis by Us asks, how can our Gemara say that it's that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Mu'ed Sagele Shmir Pchusa? Right, so how can it say that it's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara on Memhei, right, says Lezev Alola Acher, right? Only Karen Muad is Sagele Shmir Pchusa. So that seemingly is also Memai Shein and Regel, and seemingly Shein and Regel would need a Shmir Meula. And he leaves it at Tzarechiyim. So how can it be Rabbi Yehuda who says that Muad Sagele Shmir Pchusa? Right, for Shein V'Regel, how can that be Rabbi Yehuda? So the Sheet of Megubetzas, which have been apparent in the Rush, say that it's only a Mir in Karen. Right, Karen Tam needs a Shmir Meula. Right, Karen Muad is Sagele Shmir Pchusa, but Karen Tam needs a Shmira Meula. What about Shein V'Regel? That's Sagele Shmir Pchusa like Karen Muad. So why didn't Tosos give this answer? Right? So another explanation is from the Pnei Yoshua. Right? The fact that Muad Sagele Shmir Pchusa is a tremendous chiddush. Right? Ein lechabo ela chidusha. So only for Karen Muad Sagele Shmir Pchusa. But for everything else you need a Shmir Ma'ula. Right, and that's why Tosos asks his question. The Meiri comes and gives a final answer in the sugya. Right, so the Meiri comes and gives a final answer in the sugya and says the Meiri of Yehuda says that Muad is Sagele B'Shmir Pchusa because other people are afraid of a Muad. Right, and they're going to be Shomer their own items from that muad. So sometimes we put a little bit of the onus on the nizak because they have to be shomer themselves, they have to be shomer a little bit more from the muad. And that's why muad sagele b'shmir p'chusa. And therefore the mazik is going to be chayv a little bit less than his shmira. And that's why perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is Sagele Shmir Pchusa only by Karen Muad. So moving on to Shitas Rashi, Begrama B'Nizakin, the next part of the sugya. So Rabbi Yehuda says there are four cases where one is Pater B'dinei Adam V'chai B'dinei Shemayim. Right, according to the Pnei B'Hem Aschavero, right, that's this first case. Rashi says, you're Pater B'dinei Adam, because it is a case of Grama B'Nizakin. So the Gemara Bava Basra on Chav Beis M'Bei says, right, that your ladder needs to be away from the bird coop, right, for Amos, so the animal won't run up the ladder and fall into the chicken coop. Right, so isn't this a case of Grama? Now what's the problem? You're Pater, but Grama B'Nizakin is Aser. So why does Rashi say Savar? We see that everyone holds of Grama B'Nizakin Pater. So the Shach says that Rashi holds that all cases of Grama are put in the same category. Right? There are two types of indirect damage, Grama and Garmi. We see Rashi says that Grama and Garmi are the same thing. It's all one thing of Gram Hezek. Right? And that's what Rashi in Bava Basra was also saying. Right? The Gemara was saying all cases of Grama are Pater. Right, and then we have a few other cases, right? The Gemara Chavav, if one throws a kli off a roof and there are pillows and blankets, right? So everyone is putter. The Zorik is putter because the pillows and blankets are there when he threw it. And Rashi says the remover of the pillows and blankets is putter because it was Grama. Right, so Rabba is holding of Grama, right? That Grama's putter. The Gemara Tzadiches, Amar Al, says that Rabba says, right, if you burn the Sharosav Shal Chavero, right, he's going to be putter. A Neymar says if you hold Garmiyas Chayev, you'll be Chayev for the value of the Shtar. If you hold Garmiyas Pater, you're not responsible for the value of the Shtar. You see, the Rabbi is holding Garmiyas Pater. So the Ramban Kundras Dibili Garmi says the Rabbi is holding Garmi and Grama are the same thing. So the Marshal, right, says that how can one hold they are the same thing? So most Rishonim assume that Grama and Garmi are different. Right, what is Garmi? What's the difference between Grama and Garmi here? So you have Tosos and Bava Basra. The Tosfos Baba Basra says that Grama B'Nizakin is Pater, but it is Aser. Then he brings the cases that we've mentioned. Right, Tosfos continues with cases of Grama B'Nizakin where you are Pater. Tosfos asks, right, what's the difference between the cases of Grama that where you're Pater and Dina de Garmi? So the Re says that when the person's doing it himself, but when the person's doing the hezek himself, and where the hezek is coming right away at the Shas Maisa.
It's like two answers?
It's the way he's defining Grama and Grama versus Garmi. Garmi is when you do the Maisa, be it Maisa hezek be a daim, and the hezek comes right away. That's how he defines Garmi. The Rush says that Garmi is when he's doing the Maisa hezek, and the hezek occurs immediately, and bari hezekah, right? It's the hezek is definitely going to happen. The Ramban, he adds a third item. The Ramban very famously says that, right, that garmi is when it's bari hezekah, right? That's the very famous sheet of the Ramban in the Kuntres Din of the Garmi. So, according to Rashi, if you hold that gram hezek is chayev, how can it be that every single gram hezek is chayev, right? But Rashi doesn't seem to make a difference. So it doesn't seem to make sense that all cases are chayev. So what we ended up getting back to was perhaps Dini de Garmi is a derabanan. Right, the Ramban says it's d'oraisa, but perhaps it's really d'rabanan. That's what the Shach says. So if it's d'rabanan, we can then make chilukim if it's normal or versus if it's not normal, and that'll be the chilukim where you're going to be chayv, where you're going to be putter for Dina de Garmi. Just tangentially, d'ritzba says that Garmi is this knas d'rabanan. But if it's masa, you're going to be chayev because of Dina de Garmi, and if not, then it's going to be grama. So it's about if it's a knas d'rabanan, if it's matzui versus not matzui. Right, and that's seemingly what Rashi says also, right? There's no chiluk between grama and garmi at all. Right, everything's just called gram hezek, and the chiluk is whether you're going to be chayv or putter, if it's going to be matzoi or not matzoi. Okay, so moving on to the third sugya, like garmi ben izakin chayv dinei shemayim. So, where we have a machlokes, right, so we have the case of we have these cases that Rabbi Yeshua brings, and we're trying to understand what's this chiyuv dinei shemayim. So we have a machlokas between the Meiri and Rashi, and Rashi and Git. And the Meiri says that the chiyuv dinei shemayim is a chiyuv hishavon, a chiyuv to pay back, right, to pay back for the nezek. Right, for sure there's an iser, but you also have to pay back. However, based on the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta and Shavuos, Rashi seems to say the chiyuv dinei shemayim, right, is a peronos l'rashayim. It's really just it's an iser, and you're trying to get kapar for the iser. That's all you're trying to do. So we have this machlokes, Rashi and Gittin and the Meiri, and we pointed out that there are potentially two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina, a little bit more pasha straight out of the Meiri, is whether you're going to be pasal edus or not. So according to the Meiri, right, it's a chiv hishavon, it's a chiv to pay back, and if you don't pay back, you're a gazlan, and a gazlan's pasal edus. However, according to Rashi, there's no chiv hishavon, there's an isser, you're not going to be pasal edus for an isser. And we also said there's a second nafkamina of tfisa. So according to the Meiri, right, there's a chiyuv hashava, so itafas lo mafgirim, we let him keep it. But according to Rashi, itafas, right, there's no chiyuv mamon, so therefore itafas mafgirim, we're going to take it away from him and give it back. And based on the Amshal Shalom and the Ktzos, perhaps we could say that Rashi is moda. In the case of, right, we could say that Rashi makes a chiyuv between kamalei b'derabmine and grama, right, by kamalei b'derabmine. Right, there was a second chiyuv there. It's just that Beis Din can't give it to you. So therefore, there's a real chiyuv. So that type of chiyuv dinei shemayim, there by kalim with rabbanei, there is a chiyuv hishavon. So perhaps Rashi is mode in a case of kamru d'amine, there really is a chiyuv mamon b'dei shemayim, and itafas lo mafkin amine. But by grama, Rashi might say differently. And he does say differently. Right? That by grama, it's a chiyuv b'dei shemayim, but that's your ikar chiyuv. There wasn't a chiyuv that we're giving and never can't give it. No, it's a chiyuv b'dei shemayim. And that's just an iser. Right, if you want to pay, obviously shkoyach pay. You have to give. Right, when you're paying, you're getting kapara. But there's no actual chiyuv mamon. There's no chiyuv hishavon in this kamle in this chiyuv b'dinei shemayim. So perhaps Rashi might be moda to the view of the Meiri in a case of kamle b'derabimine. So moving on to the fourth and final sugya for today, right, a poor together b'nei behemas chavero. So, right, the Gemara was very, very challenging. We were trying to understand what the Gemara was talking about. We say, Ilim b'kosal bari b'dinei adam na minichayev. Right, and we have a question, is that the kosel or the behema? So Rashi is talking about the kosel, right, because you're mazik the kosel b'yadayim, and not talking about the behema. Right, because partzua listen is pater. And Tosus also says this. That's talking about the kosel. You're chayav b'dinei adam on the kosel. You would be chayav b'dinei adam on the kosel if it was a kosel bari. And that's a little bit challenging because the Gemara doesn't say kosel. It only says, it says behemas chavero. So the Meiri and the Ramban seem to point out that it's talking about the behema. So why did Rashi and Tosfos say they're shitos? Rashi says right from the Mishnah. Right, we're not going to be chayav on the behema from the Mishnah. Right, Pratzua listim. Right, so Tosfos says, because of Grama v'Nizakin. So why doesn't Tosfos say like Rashi? Because the Mishnah is not talking about Aveda Sabahema. Right, it's talking about the Nezek that the Behema does. Therefore, Tosfos brings the Svara of Grama. So now, what's the Maskana of the Gemara? That we're talking about a Kosel Ra'u on your Chai B'dine Shemayim. So, why? If the Kosel is standing, right, if it's nase, it's really going to fall. If it's a kosel ruah, why are you going to be chayav b'dinei shemayim at all? So, the Gemara tells us there are four other cases that the Gemara brings. Right, we'd have thought that you wouldn't even be chayav b'dinei shemayim at all. Kamash Malan, even though it's going to fall, you're still going to be chayav b'dinei shemayim. Right, even if it's a mitzvah listor. Right, so why are you chayev? Right, if it's all about the kosel, so why are you going to be chayev? So Tosfos says that we're talking, essentially what we're saying is that you're going to be pater b'dinei adam, you're going to be pater b'dinei adam on the kosel, right, and then the Gemara gives the maskana, right, we're talking about a kosel re'uah. So why are you going to be chayev b'dinei shemayim? So even though you're going to be putter on the kosel b'dinei shemayim, you're going to be chayev b'dinei shemayim on the behema, on the grama. On the grama, fine. So he says that you're putter b'dinei adam on the kosel on the behema, and you're chayev b'dinei shemayim on the behema. And we understand why it says behema aschaber, because there isn't any of the behema that you're chayev b'dinei shemayim. So the havamina was that you're going to be putter on the kosel, and the maskana is that you're going to be chayav on the behema. So since it was going to be destroyed, so it's a mitzvah listor to break down the kosel. And you're not going to be chayav on the behema b'dinei shemayim. Kamash Malan, no, you're going to be chayav b'dinei shemayim on the behema. So if it's a mitzvah to be sosir the kosel, so then why are you going to be chayav? So the Meiri says that you can't be. Right, you're trying a little hard here. Right? Right, after it's a mitzvah, right? It essentially in a chanami it's a mitzvah. But your kavana was to be mazik here. Or you have to give the bialim the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Suppose this continues. Right, and he just kind of fleshes out his point a little bit more. So Rabbeinu Peretz says maybe the maskana, right, is that you're chayav b'dinei shemayim on the kosel also. How? Right, because you're nene from the kosel until the poelim come. right? And therefore, they're only going to be chayav dinei shemayim on that. The Rush says in his first pshat, similar to Tosfos, they're part of the adam on the kosel and on the behemah, and you're chayav dinei shemayim on the behemah. And then in his second pshat, which he seems to prefer, he says it's similar to Rabbeinu Peretz, but they're both talking about the kosel. And you could say that, but he says the reason is different than the Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? He could have said that he gets a hana for the few days until the Polim get there. He could have said that. But he says the Papula Charifta says that it's a different answer. Right? The Rush was saying that when you have to bring the Polim now, it's going to cost you more because you have to take them away from another job. And therefore you have to pay more to the Polim to have them fix it today, as opposed to when they were scheduled to come in a few days from now. Right? So instead of paying them, you know, $15 an hour to work, that would be the normal going rate, let's say, you have to pay them now $20 or $25 an hour to get them away from their other job they were doing today and to come in a moment's notice. So, going back to the Rabbeinu Peretz in his first pshat, right, the Gemara is not talking about the kosel, rather it's talking about the behemah, behemah's chavero. So, then what's the kashya of the Gemara? Right, that goes against the Mishnah, right? Partzua listim putter, right? That was the Raya of Rashi. And what about Grama putter, right? That was the Svar of Tosos. So we answered for Rabbeinu Peretz that who said that we're talking about Avedas HaBehema in the Mishnah, right? The reason that Tosos didn't want to say like Rashi is the reason that Rabbeinu Peretz says otherwise. And then what about the Raya of Tosos, right? This Grama that Tosos brought up? No, it's Bari Hezekah, he says. And that's what the Ramban says, that it's Garmi, right? Bari Hezekah. Right, that the behemah is going to get lost. And the Mishnah is talking about Nezik, the behemah does, and that's just Grama. In the Maskana, in the Kosel Ruah, you're not Chayib Dinei Adam, you're only Chayib Dinei Shemayim. So, going to the Shittim Mekubetzes, the Shittim Mekubetzes says that you're Chayib Dinei Shemayim because perhaps the wall is going to fall. Sorry, because perhaps it's not going to fall, then you're going to be Patur Dinei Adam because maybe it will fall. Right, so it's a suffix. Maybe this is a third way to understand Tosfos. So the Ra'ar and Rabbeinu Peretz don't say like Tosfos. They are madgish, right? They highlight the behema, even in the kasha. Right? So why would you be chayiv on the behema and the havamina? Right? It's grama. So Toras Chaim says if your poritz geder, it's not grama ba'alma. It's garmi because it's matzoy v'ragil. So the Ra'ah does not learn like that. The Ra'ah says that avedas havehema is like Hezek Gamor. How so? How is it Doraisa? So you sofer like the Ramban, that Bari Hezekah, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv, even Doraisa Bidei Adam. Because right, that's how the Ramban learns Garmi. But what changed in the Maskana? Right, Kosel Ru'ah is only Chayiv Dinei Shemayim. So we could first say, right, Kosel Ru'ah, it's Omed Lipol. Right, it's going to fall. Therefore, we can be Chayiv because of Garmi, because you didn't really cause it. Right, like the Toras Chaim explained. Alternatively, you could say like the Meiri, right, there's Pshias HaBailim in a Kosel Ru'uah. So it's Tchilos B'Pshia. And therefore, right, we're therefore not going to be Mechayiv the Mazik. Okay, because the Bailim were already Poshaya. So then we spoke quickly about the Rambam, right, which we're going to get into in the next sugya. Kiva will speak about it tomorrow. Right, the Rambam says that the nezek, it's talking about the nezek that the animal does to other people. And the Rav asks, what do you chayiv on? So if it's the kosel, right, why does it say yatsav ezika? If it's the behema, so they have to lead it. So why does it need to, why do you have to teach it again? Right, we already taught it in the Mishnah, right? Partzua listim. So the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam already answered this. The Mishnah is talking about partzua listim. Here he's not ganav, right? He's poor together, and there's an afkamina, right? The listim, right? They have kavana to be gonev, and therefore they're going to be pater on ezek. But a stam poor together, his only kavana is to be mazik, so he's going to be chayv on the nezek. So what's the Rambam saying? Wait, what's this kavana? Or why is this kavana being mechayiv you? So the Meiri says the Rambam tells us that there's a chilik between grama and garmi, and that's kavana. Right? Is this the only pshat in the Rambam? Though maybe, for sure it's garmi, but maybe garmi is not going to be chayiv unless there's kavana. Right? Perhaps garmi b'shogeg is going to be pater, and that's how the Gra explains. Right? The Gra in the Beir Agra says that Garmi is not chayiv until you have kavana. Right? Garmi b'shogeg is going to be pater. So, the chiluk is not between huzak and the mazik. Right? But rather, it's whether there's kavana or not. Then the Ramban would be cholik with the Rambam. Right? The Ramban says the chiluk is bari hazeka. And therefore, Garmi b'shogeg is going to be chayiv, because all Garmi is chayiv according to the Ramban. So maybe that's what the rest of the Rishonim are sover when they're cholik with the Rambam. So we have, what we have set up is machlokas Rambam and Ramban about Garmi, and Akiva will delve into that a little bit more tomorrow in the continuation of the next sugya.